Vermont Governor Phil Scott was grilled about his decision to veto the state budget yesterday at his weekly press conference in Burlington today. On Tuesday, Vermont Governor Phil Scott vetoed H-509, the property tax bill, and H-518, the state budget. The first-term Republican rejected the legislation because his proposal to change the way the state negotiates teacher contracts was not included. Governor Scott wants the state, rather than local school boards and districts, to take over teacher contract negotiations. He says it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save property taxpayers statewide $26 million. But the Democratic leaders of the House and Senate have failed to come to a compromise with the Republican governor and adjourned the session. The budget veto risks a state government shutdown if a spending plan is not approved by July 1st. A special session is planned on June 21st, and Governor Scott is adamant there will be a solution to the stalemate.
We'll have a budget come July 1. We're not going into deficit spending, or we're not going to shut down government. We'll have a budget. But I'm confident that we can come up with some resolution in between now and the 21st that will get us there.
Even if it means you giving up your position?
We'll have a budget, one way or another.
All school districts are renegotiating health care contracts because all expire on January 1st. And Scott says switching to state-level agreements is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's the danger, that they continue to get settled and aren't able to take advantage of the benefits that present themselves to us. I think we need some more uniformity in Vermont. We just need to make sure that they're all the same so that we can, again, take advantage of the situation that we find ourselves in, reap the $75 million, be able to give $50 million back to the teachers and employees so that they're held harmless. So I think there's a resolution somewhere.
The Vermont affiliate of the National Education Association was specifically targeted in the governor's veto message, which said, quote, "Thus far, the Vermont NEA has shown great resistance to any change in the bargaining dynamic and to sending savings back to taxpayers," unquote. Vermont NEA spokesman Darren Allen says the governor's veto is in reality an effort to curb collective bargaining.
We have consistently said that local school boards working with their local educators have been doing this for 50 years and have reached agreements 5,000 or so times. What the governor wants to do is pure and simple Washington, D.C. style attacks on collective bargaining and on educators. And frankly, it's also an attack on local control and on local school boards.
Democratic House Speaker Mitzi Johnson is at a National Conference of State Legislators Leadership Conference this week. In a statement issued Tuesday, she says in part, quote, "It's disgraceful that Governor Scott would say no to these critical investments with his budget veto. Teacher health care savings are already accruing in local negotiations and are already returned to Vermont taxpayers in the yield bill," unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.